the line with us this morning to take a look at these numbers and what might happen in Chicago after the USDA reports is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
You know, it's cold and, well, it looks like January outside finally.
It does. It looks and feels like January outside. We got a nice cover, a couple inches of snow over here this morning, and it does look a little bit like winter now rather than like we're farther south.
Hey, one thing. This morning in my backyard, there were a pair of foxes, and I don't know what they were on the hunt for, but I've got a photo of them up on the WillAg website. It's in my Twitter account, so you can see it at the moment. My little Illinois fire pit standing there with a nice little fox. So that's kind of interesting if somebody wants to go see it. But it's cold and futures aren't doing much, just in a waiting stance, I guess.
I think they call it a holding pattern.
Yeah, holding pattern.
You know, we're there and they aren't letting us land quite yet. We're in the airplane above the airport that way, waiting to see what those numbers say and see which airport opens up. I think that, CONAB is probably the big news of the morning.
Right.
They come in, they're still at 102.1, I think, on their bean production out of South America. And, I think the last time the USDA did that, they were just at 100. And, we've seen some worse weather in between that number coming out, a lot of dryness. And then we've seen a little better weather here for the last 7 or 8 days in South America. But will the U.S., do you suppose that they will kick that number up and make the world number grow for the carryout on this report? It's yet to be seen here in an hour at that. So we'll see if they do update that, and if they do, that will be a little bit negative.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch because I know the United States Department of Agriculture watches many of the governmental statistical organizations, and they've done some training with the Brazilian CONAB folks. I think they understand that they're doing a pretty good job. It'll be kind of interesting to see whether they think the training took and whether CONAB is really accurate or not. But we'll know that soon enough. Those numbers also will be posted into the WillAg website. What else do we have to watch for the day?
Well, I think the stocks are going to be a big thing because we know that exports are lagging behind from what the government had projected, and we're going to be seeing how much was fed in this first quarter here, and because that's of course we're seeing the decrease in what the projections have been so far this year, and if we would decrease the export expectations along the way, that's going to add to the carryout number quite a bit that way. So, that's going to be the big thing is, did we use more? The feed and residual number is going to be a very big one to be looking at.
Now, the feed and residual number, and that one has changed as we were going through, up until last year as we were going through the build-out of ethanol, that number up front for feed and residual was really high up front. Usage was bigger up front and then began to trade to move a bit lower through the second and third and final quarters of the year. Until last year, when it went back to a more normal range, it'll be interesting to see how that trades out and what the reaction of the USDA the trade might be as we make it through the day. How concerned, let's flip into a different place, how concerned are you about crude oil and the lows it is making at this point?
Very, because it seems that they're trying to equate all of the world economies and the strength of crude oil in the respect that we're seeing a recession and the world recession as things going along the way, the number of unemployed and everything along the way that goes along with that. And along with it, I mean, it gets harder and harder to be doing our ethanol production as crude gets cheaper than ethanol. And, they want to reduce the blend and try to use their RINs and things along the way that way. But basically, along the way, this is sort of like gas wars back when I was a kid where they'd sell gas at a loss, and the Middle East is doing that, sort of fighting with each other. The Arabs and the Iranians and the Russians are all seeming to overpump, and it's creating quite a gas war, or crude oil war here right now.
That and the very high price of the dollar making it expensive to buy U.S. commodities on the world marketplace have been a problem.
Yeah, but I think the problem really lies in world excess stocks.
Right. Okay. Anything else in the livestock side before I let you go for the day?
We're seeing a little bit of a rebound here today, and I think as, corn drifts lower, why we're going to see a little more demand for feeder cattle, and we do seem to see a little better prices over there.
Thanks, Wayne. We'll talk with you after the reports during the closing market report at 6 after the hour, 2 o'clock Central Time today.
All right. Thanks, Todd.